As the seasons change and we all try to work our way through a pandemic, there can be a lot of challenges on our mental health. This is Lisa Berry, and on top of what's new this year, many people already find themselves dealing with seasonal depression and the so-called dread of winter this time of year. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk more about that is Dr. Melvin McInnes, Associate Director of the University of Michigan Depression Center and University Professor of Psychiatry. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to the main topic, I wanted to ask you, are more people reaching out for help or are more people struggling now? Are you seeing that at the Depression Center?
Yes, we are very much aware of the increased need for care for mental health, care for psychiatric services. And unfortunately, we have a limited number of individuals providing care within the Department of Psychiatry and the Depression Center. And so much of our work is facilitating connections with our colleagues in the community and working in a collaborative care model, working, for example, with the primary care doctors and answering their questions and really amplifying the resources that are out there with lending our expertise to the providers that are in the community.
So let's talk about SAD. What does that stand for?
So SAD is, it means seasonal affective disorder, and it is a phenomenon that we note when people's or individuals' moods become more depressed with the changing of the season. So many a person notices that with the shortening of the hours during the day and the lengthening of the night, that things are just not as festive, as bright, if you will, in the autumn, in the fall.
People even dread the approaching winter. Is that putting it accurately?
People that don't particularly like winter just dread the fact that it's going to be cold and dark and dreary. And so that plays an element of it as well. But biologically, it is very well known that many individuals, their moods become more down and depressed when the light is less in the winter season. Absolutely.
I know for a lot of us who have trying to be COVID conscious and safe have spent a lot of time outside. And
indeed.
Yeah, as it gets darker earlier and colder, are you expecting that perhaps SAD will be maybe even worse this year for some people?
Well, yes. Yeah, so this summer here in Southeast Michigan, we were rather blessed, I felt,
yeah,
with a very, very sunny and nice summer. And so people were out and about in the sun. And so now with the seasons changing, things becoming darker, it is just a known fact that lesser amounts of light result in often lower moods. We, if you will, kind of tend to hibernate at some level, not really hibernate in the sense that bears do, but people slow down, moods drop, and we look forward to a rather... You know, the winter comes upon us and we're looking forward to, or not looking forward to, times where things are slower and darker and more dreary.
And does vitamin D play a role in that at all?
Well, vitamin D plays a very important role. And at the university labs, they're telling us, you know, don't even measure vitamin D, because we know everybody in Michigan is low in vitamin D. So vitamin D is a very important thing to give consideration to. And I would certainly recommend people both talk with their primary care doc about what the best vitamin D supplement would be, but to just follow the general instructions as to how to take vitamin D.
What are some of the effective treatments for SAD?
Fortunately, we have a number of treatments that are effective for SAD, and I've been asking my patients about this on a regular basis, whether they have, for example, a light box. And so there are many companies that make and produce light boxes, and they're on the market. People can buy them. They're relatively easy to use. And get one, a standard light box, and use it once a day, for example, in the morning, 20 to 30 minutes in the morning. Keep it at about arm's length and glance up at the light on a regular basis for half an hour or so. And what it does is that it provides the brain with the light that we would be getting when we go outside for a walk or, in the sunshine.
How concerned should we be about SAD? Is it something that you can treat on your own? Do you need professional help? At what point do you know this is beyond my control?
Well, there are many things to consider. Firstly, the many individuals experience a lower mood over the autumn and winter season, and So using a light box is probably a good idea. People with depression, when we get seasonal affective disorder, the SAD really refers to a pattern of depression that occurs the same time every year. So individuals may have a depressive disorder, and that gets worse or becomes more apparent during the winter season. And if it happens a couple of times in a row, then physicians, psychiatrists will call that officially SAD.
I have been out walking a lot. I find nature very healing and have taken advantage of our beautiful summer, as you mentioned. So I'm trying to psych myself up for getting outside in the winter. And it sounds like you think that's good advice.
I think it's great advice. I think we should all get out and about in the wintertime and stay warm with various different layers and enjoy the season.
Dr. Melvin McInnes, Associate Director of the University of Michigan Depression Center, University of Michigan Professor of Psychiatry. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.